This program is being sponsored by friends and partners of Pastor Victoria Ministries. Welcome to Above Limitations with Pastor Victoria, touching lives and communities with the words of deliverance and raising people above limitations.
And we're going to read the first six verses, the book of First Kings, and we're going to read first chapter 17, the first six verses. We are going to be reading. I know you are familiar with the scripture, but I want to minister to you in another perspective, in another way. I want to take you to another dimension that you've not been before, about these women, about Elijah and the widow of Zarephath. I want to talk to you about something that is great and will transform your life. And if you are there right now, I wanted to say a big and marvelous amen. If you are still looking for it, you can just say, Pastor, wait for me. But if you are there, I'm going to read for you right now. And from verse 1, it says, and Elijah the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead said to Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain this year, except at my word. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, listen to verse 3. Get away from here and turn eastward and hide by the brook Cherith, which flow into Jordan. And it will be that you shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the raven to feed you there. Let someone say there. Amen. I wanted to say there, not amen. Amen. The raven to feed you where? So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. For he went and stayed by the brook Cherith, which flowed into the Jordan. Verse 6, the raven brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. May the Lord bless this holy word of God.
Amen.
Bow down your head as I pray. Eternal Rock of Ages, we are here to receive from you. We are here. We want you to feed our soul and our heart. We want to take order from you, Lord Almighty God. We ask your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to supersede in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of human being. We put ourselves right now into the spiritual realm to receive from the Spirit. We stand against flesh and carnality. We're bind your power in this house. We pray for the ear, the mind of understanding to flow in this house. As you use me as your vessel to speak to your children, speak to me as well. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. And the whole congregation say a big amen. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout a marvelous hallelujah. On your way to your seat, I want you to tell your neighbor and say, this message is for you. Say it loud as you mean it. Talk to that person and say, this message right now that is just to be delivered, this message is for you. Say it loud. You can't be seated in the presence of the Lord, and this message will benefit you, will transform your life, and will transform your situation. Please give me your attention, give me your hair. I said I want movement to be removed, to be reduced right now. I want to talk to you about the message that God has given unto me today. And the message that I tie to there is actually a simple word. There. Let someone say there. Where is there? Is actually a simple word. This particular word can be used in different ways. We use it every day of our life. It can be an adjective. You can use it as a noun. You can use it as whatever, whichever way you want to use it. You can use it at a place, in a place, or whichever. You can actually tell someone to sit down there. We use it every day. We can say to our children that, oh, I don't want to go there again. I don't want you to go there again. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We use it for our children. We can say, stop right there before you fall down. Stop right there before you make another mistake. We say it to ourselves as well, that I'm not going to go there never ever again. Praise the name of the Lord. But where is that place that is called there in this scripture? That is what we want to talk about right now. In this concept, in this particular message that I want to share with you today, there is actually the place wherever the Lord wants you to be. In this particular situation, a place where the Lord directs you to be. I was not even thinking of this message when the Lord, because I've already prepared this message before the Lord spoke to me tonight, that you have to pray about decision making, direction from the Lord. And now I can see the connection in this message and the prayer. There is actually the place, is a situation, is a place that you have to be if the Lord said go there. In this situation, it's actually the place. It can be a place, an unusual place, that you yourself, you don't want to be. Praise the name of the Lord. It is not a place of your choice in this aspect. Now, you can say, I don't want to go there if it's your choice. But this one is a place that the Lord wants you to be, that is not. Sometimes the place called there is not the place that you feel comfortable to go. In this aspect, the place there is actually the place that God has chosen for you. The place that is actually the place that the blessing of the Lord, there is the place that represents the will of God for your life. The place called there is the place where, whether you like it or not, if you want to experience the glory of God, it's the place where you have to actually be. Can I have amen in the house?
Amen.
There is a place where dreams come to reality. The place that I'm talking about today, the there, I'm not actually telling you to say that sit down there or don't go there. I'm talking about the there that we read in this scripture. The scripture said to us, I want us to go back to that scripture right now. And that is verse 4. Can you read it for me?
And it shall be,
yes,
that thou shalt drink of the brook.
Yes.
And I have commanded the raven,
yes,
to feed you there.
To feed you there. Thank you. That particular place, there is a place, it is a place whereby divine drama has been set and has to be played for you. It is a place where supernatural things, I want you to listen to me now. It's a place where supernatural things does take place. Things that cannot be explained. And that is the place that is called there. The place they call the place of attainment. The place where you can attain. Nobody can do anything. It's a place where carnal knowledge, carnal understanding does not operate, cannot take it, cannot comprehend with it. It's a place where you have to submit to the knowledge of the Most High God. That is only God that can do anything at the place that is called there. It is a place where you've got to surrender all your own plan and take on board the plan of the Most High God. That is the place that we are talking about. That is said, there is the place where the awesomeness, power of the Shekinah glory of the Most High God always manifest. Some power that cannot be explained. Some situation that is actually beyond human understanding. That is the place they call there in that scripture. I can still hear you say amen.
Amen.
The place that is called there is not your own doing. The place that you will be, that is not actually your doing, that is actually the doing of the Most High God.
Amen.
The place whereby your own power, your own strength, your own mind cannot do anything, but the mind and the spirit of the Most High.
Amen.
Is the place that I'm talking to you about today. Now let me preach my sermon. For you to experience the glory. When I'm talking about the glory of the Lord, I'm talking about the Shekinah glory, the powerful glory, the awesome glory of the Most High God in your life. You must be in that place that is called there. I go back to that question. Where is there? Where is there in your life? Where is there in my life? Because you must be there. You must be in that place that is called there. No, the there is not Pekan. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about there where the Lord actually wants you to be. And where is there? To Jeremiah in the scripture, if you look at Jeremiah 18 verse 1, his own there is actually Potter's house. The Lord said, I want you to go. If you find it, can you read it for me? Jeremiah 18 verse 1.
And the word of the Lord came to
Jeremiah. And the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah.
Saying, arise.
Saying, arise now.
Go down to the potter's house.
I want you to go to potter's house.
Where I will cause thee to hear my word.
What did you say?
Where I will cause you to hear my word.
There is the place. That place. That go to the to potter's house. Read it.
Where I will cause you to hear my word.
Yes, that is the place where you're going to hear the voice of the Lord. Don't go deep down into it. Just leave it there. Thank you. You must be at that place where God wants you to be. And the place, that particular place must be there. Search through your life. Where is there? Where is there? The place is where you actually least expect miracle. Now let me say something to you about miracle. A lot of people always pray to God, I want miracle, I want miracle. You need to actually go beyond miracle. The Lord, the scripture says, you and your children, you are for signs and wonder.
Yes.
Signs and wonders are powerful than miracle. Miracle is something that just happened. But signs are things that nobody can comprehend.
Hallelujah.
Nobody can explain it. Nobody can search it. It happened. Signs and wonders, that is why they call it wonders.
That's it.
That has just happened. So you've got to get to a place whereby you least expect something to happen in your life. And that is the place that is called there. Again, where is your there? Where is my there? You need to ask yourself. You need to talk to God. Because God, you see, in life, you can't make it without God. Period. Full stop.
That's it.
You can struggle. You can do 2 jobs, 10 jobs, 50 jobs together. But let me say this to you. You cannot make it without God.
Yes.
You can do overtime. Do whatever you want to do. Sign any contract. Wherever you want to go. Meet the first man in all over the world. Have friends from whatever. I'm telling you, that does not make you to make it. The number one on your list has to be God. When God is for you, who can be against you?
Nobody.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes that place that is called there, listen to me, it's actually a place where you never want to be. The place is somewhere that you don't want to be there, but that is the place that is called there. So Naaman, the man full of leprosy, that man, his own there was a place that he never wanted to be. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. He does not want to be there. Where his healing is the place called there. But you have to go and bath. You have to go there in the junk of that river. You will wash yourself there. And then you're going to receive your blessing. But he said, me. Is there no any other river that is clean? If you find that place, I think it's in 2 Kings 5. Yes, verse 12.
Are there not Abarnon?
Yes.
And Pipher and river of Damascus?
Is there any other better place? Because he actually have to go and bath in the muddy river.
Better than all the water.
Called Jordan, isn't it? The river is Jordan. River Jordan. He has to go and bath there. And there he's going to find his blessing.
Yeah.
But he now says, is there any other place that I can go and bath? What about the swimming pool behind my backyard? Or where? What about that one? Why do I have to go and bath in that one? But the Lord said, there is your healing.
Yeah.
There is a place, sit down, blessing. There is a place whereby you don't want to go. Where is your there? Where is it that the Lord has sent you? And you've said, no, I can't go. Not even me. You refuse it. You think, no, I can't be there. For Moses, it was a cleft in the rock. Moses said, show me your glory. The Lord said, if you want to see my glory, it doesn't come easy. It doesn't come cheap. How many of you that know what I'm talking about? He said, the Lord said, if you want to see my glory, you have to stand. That is going to be, and you're going to be there. You know, a cleft in between the rock. You know how hard that is. Praise the name of the Lord. Can somebody just turn your Bible to Exodus 24 for me? Exodus 24. I'm trying to move quickly because of time. Verse 12.
And the Lord said unto Moses.
And the Lord said unto Moses.
Come up to me into the mountain.
Yes.
And be there.
Be there.
And I will give thee three tables of
be
stone.
Be there. If you want the commandment, you want this, you want that, you have to be on the mountain. Where is your there? And the scripture that I've been reading for you, I want you to be holding onto the word there. 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 Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For Joseph, listen, the place that is called there for Joseph is actually prison. How many of you that wants to go to prison? And for someone that had a dream that is going to be great and mighty, his own there was prison. His own there is that he was betrayed by his brother and falsely accused of sexual misconduct. And he was actually put in prison for what he did not do. And that is the place called there. Genesis 41, 9 to 10. Can you read it for me? Genesis 41. Turn your Bible. If you are listening to someone, learn to turn your Bible. Yes.
Then speak the chief butler to Pharaoh, saying,
yes.
I do remember my fault these days.
Listen to this. Yes, keep then going.
Pharaoh was wroth with his servants and put me in the ward of the captain of the guard's house, both me and the chief baker. And when we dream a dream in one night, I and he, we dream each man according to the interpretation of his dream. But there was with us a young man.
Can somebody say there?
There.
In that prison, Joseph has been in prison. And now the place of his miracle, the place of his Shekinah glory, the place that God is going to meet him and bless him and change his life, the place, listen, Joseph had dream. Raise up your head and look at me. Joseph did have dream that he saw his father, his mother, and everyone, they were bowing down and respecting him. They are bowing down, worshiping him. Now, there was the place of the dream, but the place of reality, I said it earlier on, was that prison. The reality. I told you that the place that is called there is where dreams come to reality.
Amen.
Where is your there? In that prison, now they put him there in the prison, but that prison was actually the place that is called there for him. And when he got there, and now they had a dream in the prison, and they said, there in the prison, there is a boy that can interpret the dream.
Hallelujah.
Can you read verse 14 as well? I want you to see the word there.
Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph.
Yes.
And they brought him hastily out of the dungeon.
Yes.
He shaved himself.
They shaved him.
And changed his raiment.
And changed his clothes.
And came into Pharaoh.
Hallelujah. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have a dream, and there is no one that can interpret it. But now, in that prison, there is a person.
Amen.
Again.
Amen.
Turn to your neighbor and say, where is your there?
Where is your there?
God is actually putting you in a place where that is called there. But listen, sometimes we say no. God puts you in that situation that is actually looks like a cleft in the rock. But you were saying to God, no. But that is actually your place that is called there.
Hallelujah.
The place where you must be to experience the Shekinah glory of God, to experience the fulfillment of your destiny, the fulfillment of your dream, the revelation that has been given concerning your life, you must be there.
Amen.
But every time the Lord put you there, you will say, God, take me out. Every time you are there, every time you stumble into your there, but we keep on saying, God, no, take me out. The place that is called there is the place of obedience.
Hallelujah.
That when the Lord says, stay there, you say, yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
The place that is called there is when God said to you, this is the last money you've got in your hand. And the Lord said, use it, go and pay your tithe. He said, yes, I must put petrol in my car. He said, God said, go and pay your tithe. He said, yes, well, how do I get a job tomorrow? God said, go and pay your tithe. That is the place we call there. The place where God call you and say, go and bless somebody. There is your blessing. Where is your there that you've turned down? Search through your mind, your heart, your soul, your spirit. There is a place of preparation where God will call you and get you ready for your glory. Maybe you are called, listen to me, you are called into ministry. You are called to be a pastor. A lot of you in this house, you are going to be a minister of God. If God calls you, you can't say no. And a place of preparation is where the Lord will just put you inside the small church. And you get into the church and God said, there I'm going to prepare you.
Hallelujah.
But you say, you just look at the ceiling is not done. No carpet. No roof. No wall.
Hallelujah.
No posture. No. God, this is not the place. You will not walk out of your there. I need you to say better, amen.
Amen.
I said that you are there. You will not miss your there.
Amen.
You need to say a big amen. You will not miss your there. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Shout amen.
Amen.
The place that is called there can be a place of humiliation. The place where you will be humiliated. The place where you will serve for what you did not do. Just like Joseph. But every time the humiliation is coming, you say, God, no, God, I'm not going to take this. No, God, you've got to do something. The place called there. Where is your place that is called there? For Elijah, it is actually the village, and it's actually that the Lord has commanded the raven to feed him there. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Listen. If you are not, listen, this is very important. Listen to me. If you are not, you can be a tongue-talking Christian. You can be pastor, elder, minister, foundation member, anything. Listen to me. If you are not in the place called there, you cannot experience the blessing, provision of the Lord. Even if you are praying, let me tell you, God will talk to you and say, stop your prayer now. Go to the place there. And there I've commanded somebody to sign contract with you. If you keep on praying, you miss the contract. If you understand, just say amen.
Amen.
If you're halfway to your place that is called there, you will miss, not you can. Now, what happened about Raven and Elijah? Imagine if Elijah stopped halfway. The direction has been given to the raven. Take the bread, hot, freshly baked. Go to so-so position by the brook. Stay there. The person that is going to eat it is going to be coming there. Now, if Elijah said, I'm going to stop somewhere. Do you think the raven will go there? Some of us will always say, God is a merciful God. God will direct, will send, with Holy Ghost fire. Wherever I am, Father, send me my blessing. You've got to be where the Lord wants you to be for your blessing to be there. If you agree with me, say a big amen.
Amen.
You can be wherever you be and the blessing of God come. That means the Lord wants you to be there. Enemy can put you in anywhere. But the Lord, if that is your place of there, the Lord will send his glory, his blessing, his power, his anointing, his children to feed you in that position. But that place must be the place that is called there for you. Can I have amen in the house? Do you think if Elijah said, I'm a pastor, a minister of God, and he stopped on the way, do you think he will not miss his blessing? But he has to be at that place that is called there for the provision of the Lord. The Lord will not bless you if you listen to your own understanding. Elijah could have missed the blessing. And if the Lord say, after that, when the raven stopped, and the Lord made sure the raven stopped bringing the blessing, the Lord spoke to Elijah again, verse 9. He said, move out of where you are right now. I want you to go to Zarephath. Can you read it for me?
Arise. To Zarephath.
Go to Zarephath,
which belonged to Zidon.
Yes, read it.
And dwell there.
Yeah, dwell where?
There.
There. And what?
Behold, I have commanded a widow woman to sustain thee there.
Where?
In Zarephath.
There.
There.
Yeah, I want you to, I'm talking there. About there.
There.
Did you see there? Okay. Did you see there in that scripture? He said, now arise. He's the one that told Elijah to go to that brook. He is the one that said to him that leave that place now. Go to Zarephath. There. I have already commanded a widow woman to feed you. Listen, Elijah can say, I am a minister of God. God always gives his children the best. If the Lord God send me to Zarephath, he has to send me to the king's palace. And when he's on the way, and he go and say, he call all the servants on the way and say, go and tell the king that Elijah, the man of God, is in town. You know how they're going to be running around. He's there. And they will start to go and create a place. No, even if he's in the palace, he will not experience the blessing of the Lord. Because there is not where God sent him. The Lord sent him to a widow woman. You will not miss your place called there.
Amen.
You need to say amen.
Amen.
You need to say amen.
Amen.
The Lord actually is preparing you in the place that is called there. Let me move quickly. How many of you that know that Jesus Christ of Nazareth was at the place that is called there for the fulfillment of the glory of the Lord? Jesus, even Jesus, was at a place. Let's turn our Bible to Matthew 27, 36. Keep searching yourself. Where is my there? The place is the place of your provision. You can't afford to miss that place. It's the place where you're going to experience your blessing. Jesus actually got to a place that is called there. Can you read it for me if you find it?
And sitting down there,
yes,
they watch him there.
Sitting down where?
There.
There. I can't hear the church now. You're sleeping.
Yeah.
Thank you.
They watch him there.
They watch him there.
There.
And there, he wants to be there. He needs to be there to fulfill his purpose. He has done miracle. Matthew 27, 36. He has the different type of miracle. But there is not where God is sending him. To come and heal and do that is not where God is sending him. That is part of the journey. But he has to be on that cross. The place called Golgotha. For him to accomplish his purpose in life.
Hallelujah.
You can go along the way. Church, don't take this message as a joke. When you leave this temple, I want you to be charged. I want you to go to God. I want you to pray to God. I want you to seek his faith and ask him to show you your own there. You need to tell God to show you your there. There is the place that Jesus has to be. If you read that scripture, several places that you will see that if you read 37, to read 37.
And set up over his head the accusation written.
Yes.
This is Jesus, the King of the
Read
Jews.
Read 38.
Then were there two thieves Then there were there two thieves crucified with
him. In that place as well, that is called there for Jesus, there are two thieves.
One on the right and yes. One on the left.
Read 45. 45.
From the sixth hour there. Yeah.
There
was darkness.
I want you to read it like from the sixth hour. There. That particular place we are still talking about.
Yeah.
There.
From the sixth hour.
Yeah.
There was darkness.
Yes. Verse 47.
Some of them that stood there.
There. It's still there. Verse 55.
And many women were there.
Verse 57.
When the evening was come, there came a rich man.
It's still there. It's a place that Christ has to be. If Christ has to be in a place called there, what about you? Where do you have to be? Where are you meant to be that you are not actually going? But you have to be where the Lord asks you to be. You cannot be saying to God that, no, I cannot go to this place. That is the place of fulfillment. Where is your place of fulfillment? I pray for you today that the Lord Most High God will get you to that place of your fulfillment in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
How many of you that know a lot of people are wasting time in London? That is not there. And they spend 10 years, 20 years. Because the place is not there. You've got to search. You don't want to waste your life. You've got to search and talk to God. Where is my there? Father, where do you want me to be? God, where do you want me to go? Some of the time, listen to this, we run away from people. We run away from place and situation that God has actually designed for us to be a blessing. When we are humiliated, you say, God, no, I can't take this. Yesterday, something happened to me, and I was not myself. I was humiliated. I said, I've been always humiliated with that in the curtain that nobody knows in case they hear. But now, the humiliation has come to light. Everybody knows, pastor, there are all those things. You know, and it got to a stage. I was bitter. You need to know the hand of God that moved yesterday. And I'm waiting for the time of the testimony that I can share with you. Then it got to a stage within my heart. I said, you were humiliated in presence of your congregation. And you're saying you are humiliated. I said, shush your mouth. Christ was humiliated for you. He was the King of the King in presence of his disciple that they respected. In presence of the people that he has done miracle for. He has healed them. He has transformed them. They respect him as Son of God. When he got to the state, the place called there.
Hallelujah.
That particular place, you must be at that place there. In the presence of people that honor him. And even Mary that will worship him and use his hair. He was disgraced. He was slapped. He was lashed. He was beaten. And now, I've not even been slapped. I was talked to, ridiculed, and I'm complaining. If the Lord did it for me, who am I? To say I can't take it for God. And yesterday, the Lord said, maybe that is one of your place of there where you have to be before I can
Hallelujah.
But some of us, we can't take humiliation. I'm telling you, yesterday I was like over the place. I said, God, now help me. I can't take the God to say, I said, I can take it. Devil, bring it on.
Hallelujah.
Come on, bring it on.
Hallelujah. Take
it. My Father knows I can take it. I said, so you don't know that my God told me, thank God for Sister Lisa for the Bible class. I was using it yesterday like anything. I said, one thing that you didn't know, that my Father has already told me that you had a meeting with him, that you're going to go and test me. So you think your daddy didn't tell me about it, didn't he? You're going to test me. I know you're going to come. And my Father said to me that he's proud of me and that I will not fail the test.
Hallelujah.
I said, I'm not going to fail your test because I know you are coming already. I have already overcome. I have victory over you. You can't pull me down. You can't do anything. I'm not going to say, why, God? Because I know the Lord is in control of my life. Come on, give God praise for that Bible clan. I was blessed with it. I put it into practice and I use it. I thank God for my life. Where is your place of there? Why are you complaining when God put you there? Maybe you have to be alone for you to be blessed. And you are saying, God, no, take me out of here. Every time we are going through trial and tribulation, we never say, God, let me see what you want me to see here. We always say, God, take me out. That is the prayer. It's that God put you in a place of blessing. And you are saying, God, take me out of that place. And that is the place where you have to be and your blessing will manifest. Christ has to be up there so that I can have salvation. You can have salvation. You can have salvation. Christ has to be there. That is the opportunity that I have, that I can stand on this altar and preach the word of God to you. Without Christ being there, I cannot be here I am right now. Give God a praise in this hour. Shout a marvelous hallelujah. Shout a marvelous hallelujah. If Jesus did not go to there that is called Calvary, you cannot be here. He went to that place called there. You've got to take humiliation. You've got to be ridiculed at your place called there. And you will get to where the Lord is taking you. Don't stop telling God, oh, you haven't sent me to widow man. If God, you women, if God send you to the place there, a man that is poor and not rich, don't complain. That can be your day. Praise the Lord. Can I say that again? Now, can I say that again? If the Lord chooses a man for you and he hasn't got money, he's not rich, he's not using all those big cars, Jeep and everything, and the guy is a security man, take him like that. Now, if you come to clap, clap. I love when people clap. Thank you. Take him like that. If he's got only one shirt and he's from TK Maxx, take him like that. I'm telling you a fact now. Take that guy like that. The Lord can send Elijah to rich people, but the Lord sent him actually to a widow woman. Not just ordinary widow woman that is blessed. You have some widow woman that is blessed, but this woman hasn't got nothing. She's got his last. If you see a man, don't say, you doesn't got money. What am I going to do with you? That place can be your bed. That can be your blessing. I'm telling you a fact. If God give you a job and you are saying, God, why? And that job is just £4.99 per hour. And you are complaining, God, take me out of this job. In the name of Jesus, I declare, I ban and loose. The power that keep me to this job, I ban and loose. The power that keep me to this job, Father, take me here now, take me out. That job might be the place you will meet the man of your dream.
Hallelujah.
That place might be there that you will meet the person that will say, oh, what are you doing here? And say, come. I've got a contract for you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If you are sweeping in Tesco, keep doing it. That can be your there. If you're a security man, that can be your there. Some of you, listen to me. God send you to Bible classes. You're there where you're going to be blessed. But you choose to be in front of the telly.
Hallelujah. Preach it.
You can be in the house of the Lord, but you choose. You know, I told you that. There is a place where you don't want to be. You can prefer to be in your front of the telly and watch telly on Wednesday. But God actually said your day is the Bible class.
Hallelujah.
But you stay at home. Until you get to the place that is called there, you cannot be blessed. Praise the name of the Lord. If you are there, let me finish quickly with this. You know what? The place that is called there, listen to this, it's important. The devil will always make you to think twice before you go. It will make you to say, no. But if you listen, like the scripture we read today, and hear, it will tell you that is the way. Go. Where is your there? You will not miss it.
Amen.
Say amen.
Aha.
Uh-huh. If you are there in the place that is called there, you are in for a treat. Elijah does not mean to actually prepare any food at all, is actually the raven has to bring it. When you are in a place called there, listen to me, the Lord your God that put you in that place called there will provide for you in the place there. I can't hear you say amen. If you are there in a difficult situation, you are with a great deliverer because he's the one that sent you in there. He will not send you in there and leave you and back off. The place for there for Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego is actually the fire, inside the fire. I don't know if somebody is getting something from what I'm saying here. They have to go into the fire. And that is the place where the glory of God, all of you are praying that God, let your glory show forth in my life. Do you think it does just like that? For the glory of God to show forth in the life of Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, for people to believe that their God exists, they have to go inside the fire. If you want to be the carrier of the glory of God, I'm telling you, you've got to be there. Daniel has to be in the place called, where? The den of the lion. Where is your there? Have you actually moved away from there? Have you actually panicked? But let me say this quickly. If you are there like prison, at this moment, some of you are there. Can you say amen to that? Now, let me say that again. At this particular moment in your life, some of you, you are actually there. Now, I'm going to say it again. You've got to receive it. I said, some of you in this house, when you preach, the message is not for everyone, but some people that will receive it. I said, some of you in this house now, you are in your place that God wants you to be, the exact place that is called there.
Amen.
That is why sometimes it's difficult. You can't even feed yourself. That is the reason why it's hard. Sometimes the place of trial is the place called there. Sometimes the time that you have to close the door of your business is the place that is called there. Sometimes when your husband is going to walk away from you, is your place that is called there. Sometimes the time that you're going to carry responsibility for yourself is the time that is called there. But every time you say, God, why did I close the shop? You are telling God, why did you place me in the place of provision? Every time, some of you are jobless now because God wants you to be there. That is the place God wants you to be. Hell has turned loose over your life now, and you are thinking everything is scattered, but that is your there. That is why the Bible says, in all situation and all circumstances, you've got to learn to give praises and honor unto the Lord. Your marriage is not working now because that is the place where the Lord wants you to be. That is your there. That is your own there. You've lost your job now because that is the place that is called there. But can I just say to you, don't panic. If you are at that place that is called there now, turn to your neighbor and say, don't panic. Don't be afraid. Tell your neighbor, stay right there.
You're
going to say the way you will say to your daughter and say, stay right there.
Stay right there.
You know, listen to me. When a child is crossing the road and the father knows he's not safe, the child is going like this, going like that, and the father stand and say, stay right there. I'm going to come and pick you out of there.
Hallelujah.
I will cross you over. So stay right there in that tribulation, in that trial. Don't panic right now. All what you need to say when you're in that situation is, say, oh, daddy, you are the one that said I should be there. I'm there. You can't leave me there. You can't just leave me there. Just like Joseph. Listen, the Bible says, everywhere Joseph is, the Lord is present, is there. And as his presence is there, it was even in Potiphar's house, and the Lord was there. Because that is the place where God wants him to be. Wherever you are, I searched through my life. I said, I'm not receiving any salary as the pastor, but I'm telling you, I'm not lacking. It's because I'm in the place that is called there. And when you are in that place that is called there, do I look like somebody that is jobless? Eh? Do I look like somebody that is not earning salary? No. I'm too posh. I'm too blessed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That is what they call the glory of God. When you are the place that is called there, the provision of the Lord will come. Huh? The blessing of the Lord will come. The place of provision is the there. You are, how many of you have been there? You are jobless and God is feeding you. Huh? You don't have a job. You are not opening your business. You are not making any money. Profit is not coming. Customers are not coming. And God is feeding you. And you are buying new shirt, new shoe, new clothes, new glory, new blessing. You are filling the tank of your car. That is the provision of the Most High God. Can somebody just give God praise for that in this hour? Give God a praise in this hour. Give God a praise in this hour. Give God praise
hallelujah.
In this hour. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Stay right there. Give somebody an high five and say, stay right there.
Stay right there.
High five, say, stay right there.
Stay right there.
You are that place right now.
You are that
if
place
the Lord,
right
let
now.
Me tell you one thing. If the Lord said to you, go and sweep the church. There is your blessing.
Hallelujah.
Just take your broom and start to sweep.
Yes.
Can I have a witness in the house?
Hallelujah.
If the Lord, let me use an example to you. If the Lord said to you, go now and start to carry pastor's bag. There. You have to go and take the bag. Because there in that pastor's bag is your blessing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God will let you ask you to honor people that you are not meant to honor. Because there is your blessing.
Hallelujah.
If the Lord said, go and carry pastor, say, ah, why will I carry pastor's bag? I'm 40, she's 39. You ask me, what's the difference? She's 40, I'm 39. What's the difference?
Hallelujah.
And me, carry pastor's bag. Ah, I can't. But there in pastor's bag, is the anointing that will
hallelujah.
Lose. The anointing that will transform
hallelujah.
Your life. If pastor take off her shoe and put it down, she just and the Holy Spirit just says, go and take that shoe. Put it in the car. Just go rush and go there.
Yes,
maybe
Lord.
There is an anointing in
that's
that shoe.
It, that's it.
That is the place called there. That immediately you tap that shoe, you will receive your healing. So wherever the Lord said go,
hallelujah.
Just go right there
hallelujah.
Without complaining, without saying anything. You will get to the place that is called there. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Stand on your feet for me
hallelujah.
Right now. Come on, stand on
glory,
your feet and give
glory,
God praise
glory,
in this house
glory,
right
glory,
now.
Glory.
Hallelujah, we bless the name of the Lord. You're going to close your eyes. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Focus your mind. There's one thing they call the still, small voice that I've been telling you. That is your there. The Lord has said to you, be in this ministry. Be in Bible class. But one way or the other, you thought the Lord has disappointed you. And you move from the place called there. You know that within you, God is telling you to do something. Now, jokes apart, God is telling you, bless that person. God is saying to you, go and talk to pastor. God is saying to you, bless this person. God is telling you, do that. But you always think, oh, go and sit down. Maybe that is your place of there. If you're in this house, you know there is a there. Now, listen, this is like between you and God. It's a place of there for you. You know years back or a couple of minutes ago or sometimes ago, you've heard the voice that is your there. You know that God wants you to be in this ministry, this department, do that. But one way or the other, you just walk away from your there. Or maybe the disappointment is your there. And you just say, God, why? And you say, from that, I'm backing up. I want you to take a step. And if you have missed your there, you've missed your blessing. If you take a step, there is something they call restoration and restoration. Nobody will force you out. Nobody will ask you that by force, take the step. That is why I say, all eyes closed, all head bowed down. You've missed that you know God is asking me to go to it there. It can be only one person. God has been telling you to do something. And you, this is not about me telling you to do it now. But this is about you just saying, God, I know you've spoken to me about something, but I didn't do it. Maybe that is the place of your there. Take a step. Come and stand there and just talk to God in one word. God, here I am, Lord. I come to you. I come to you. It can be only one person. I said to you, when there is a mercy, it can be for only one person. Like, you know that is a there that could have bring forth your blessing. Maybe the Lord said, go and sweep the church. But you say, me, church. God said, be going to Fridays. I say, me, Friday. I don't have time. And you wave it aside. There might be the right place for you to for the provision that will give you the divine breakthrough that you are looking for. God bless you as you come out. God bless you as you come out. Ask him to reconnect you to your there. Just pray that prayer now. Reconnect me to my there. Take me back to the place that is called there. We command the anointing of reconnection to their place of there right now. Father, put them back to their there. As you take the prodigal son back to his there that God wants him to be so that he will not miss his blessing. The anointing that you place upon him that makes him to go back there. Father, these children of yours, they've come back there. They will be reconnected to their there. You need to be praying for them. Let me hear you continue to pray for them. Pray for them as I pray. I pray that you'll be reconnected to your there in the name of the Lord Jesus. I pray that you'll be reconnected to your there. You will hear the voice of the Lord as the prodigal son go back to his there. I ask you to go back to your there. You will find your way back there. You will find your way back there. You will find Abashanda Konde Yakadaba Sotendaka. Ishadaba Kende Yamoska Hende Yaka. Ishadaraba Konde Yama Setenda Lakoshkiha. You will find your way back there. Back there to your place of provision. Back there to your place of fulfillment. Back there to your place that you will experience the Shekinah glory of the Most High God. May you go back right there. And no power, no forces will take you out of there. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we pray. Just put your hands together. We ask you to go back to your place that is called there. In that place that the Lord wants you to be, there you will be. You will experience the provision of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Come on, give God a wonderful clap in this house. If you have been blessed with that word, come on, clap your hand as if you've been blessed.
Thank you for listening to Above Limitations. I know you've been blessed with this message. Join Pastor Victoria at Freedom House UK, 9 Factory Road, North Woolwich, London E16, 2EL, Sundays 10 a.m. GMT. For more information, visit www.pastorvictoria.org. Telephone 44207 474 0660. Email admin@pastorvictoria.org.